Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat made his first public visit to Israel today. Meeting with Israel's president, Ezer Weitzman, Arafat vowed to pursue the peace process and prevent any further bloodshed. The renewed peace negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians entered a third day. The negotiations nearly collapsed last night when the Palestinian team briefly walked out of those talks. From Jerusalem, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
An Israeli Air Force helicopter flew Yasser Arafat from Gaza to the Mediterranean town of Caesarea, home of Israel's president, Ezer Weitzman. In Israel, the position of president is mostly ceremonial, but President Weitzman, who helped draft his country's peace treaty with Egypt nearly 20 years ago, says he'll do whatever he can to get the peace process back on track.
The purpose of this meeting is to help the process go forward by the chairman and myself sitting and talking with the colleagues, and if we contribute just an iota to the continuation, we've achieved our aim.
Yasser Arafat has only visited Israel once before. Last year, he made a condolence call to the widow of slain Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. During today's public visit, Arafat said he would do everything possible to prevent any more bloodshed, like last month's clashes that left nearly 80 people dead.
We have no other choice. We have no other alternative but to continue in our effort to strengthen and to protect the peace process for our children and for your children.
The Palestinian leader says he has ordered his police not to fire at Israeli soldiers. Arafat also proposed holding round-the-clock talks, Camp David style. But the two sides are having enough trouble getting through the current round of talks. Last night, Palestinian negotiators walked out, only returning after U.S. peace envoy Dennis Ross intervened. The breakdown was over security arrangements for the West Bank town of Hebron. The Palestinians want Israel to withdraw most of its troops from Hebron, exactly as it agreed to do in the 1993 Oslo Peace Accord. But Israel wants to make adjustments to that agreement, adjustments that it says will protect the 450 Jewish settlers who live in Hebron, a city with a Palestinian population of nearly 100,000. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We're committed to the Oslo Accords, but we're conscious of all the holes and deficiencies in that agreement. So we're going to move along and implement those agreements, taking care to protect the Israeli public, the Israeli citizen.
Israel, meanwhile, is also coming under sharp criticism from one of its Arab allies, Jordan. In an interview with the Egyptian paper Asharq al-Assat, Jordan's King Hussein warned Israel that its current policies could return the Middle East to a state of war. Prime Minister Netanyahu, the king said, may have to wear a gas mask again, a reference to a 1991 CNN interview where Netanyahu donned a gas mask during an Iraqi Scud missile attack. These are the strongest words yet from Jordan, a country that has in recent years been Israel's biggest Arab ally. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu downplayed the friction, but he's dispatched his top foreign policy advisor, Dori Gold, to the Jordanian capital, Amman, later this week, a move clearly designed to repair Israel's strained relations with one of its closest Arab neighbors. This is Eric Weiner in Jerusalem.